Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge Show after show, 4 minutes late. Hey, B, when I'm walking out with people, you can't follow me all the time.
I didn't.
You did. You did the entire time. I got to have some alone time with people. I'm just like.
Okay.
You did. I was like, okay. That's why I shut that door. And then you open the door up. I get peopled out, man. I get really peopled out. And those onion rings are absolutely. Are they from 86?
Onion rings. Oh, the Funyuns, they're old. They're
oh, really, my. Well, thank you for telling me.
They're from 86.
Thank you for telling me, because I think I just got sick.
Do you want some ice cream cake to wash it down?
We offered you like three other food options, Bubba, when you grabbed those.
I got something major going on with me. I don't know if I broke a rib.
Bad, man.
Like, I don't know if I broke a rib or what? I have the worst kidney stone I've ever had in my entire life.
When you walked by, I asked Blitz, did Ashley just peg him out in the parking lot?
You looked bad. And I didn't even think kidney stone because I'm thinking, no, you know, it's new. He said it this morning. It's not like it's been going on for months now.
I either broke a rib or I have the worst because there's
did you maybe pull a muscle at the gym?
Maybe. It literally takes my breath away. Like there's one like...
It's a sharp pain.
Oh no!
So I'm irritable. I'm yeah. Arguably irritable.
And IBS.
Irritable
Bubba syndrome.
My world. You know, I have a lot of stuff. You know, I have a son. I just got other businesses. I just got a lot of stuff, and everybody knows I'm on the air till 10, and I got a 15-minute window, nobody's stuff can wait till noon. Everybody's gonna get, so I just get it at like I literally had 7 texts that I was dealing with,
like separate situations.
So I was just like, "Fuck."
He was very nice to me about it when I came in and bothered him. Well, he's like, "I'm trying to Brian." He's like,
"Me and Blitz looked at you going in there. We're like,
go in there right
and
now."
So Brian, he leans on the shelf there and he's like, "So how's Tyler doing racing?" I'm like, "Good." I'm like, oh man.
There's 15 minutes. Usually if anything, if I come in at all, it's literally, I come in and say, hey B, how you doing? Do you need anything? And it's either yes or no. And I leave. That's it. I don't hang out. I know that he wants to be left alone between shows.
But yeah. See, absolutely. Brian, and so I'm not trying to be like a prima donna or nothing, but when you have to be, you know, Brian, it's like I do a 4-hour close every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you walk this high wire act so that when you get a 15-minute window of not having to be back on that high wire act, it's just like you just want to be left the fuck alone.
No, I get it. I'll be more sensitive to it.
No, you won't.
Probably not.
Lummy, could you run out and get me some fresh pretzels or something to
no,
take?
No, Bubba, I'm telling you, those take, grapes, those grape jelly grapes.
I'm just not in a
He's not in that mood, yeah. I'll get you some. I'll open the pantry up.
It'll help your... It'll help whatever's going on. With your gutty work.
I fruited out. I ate a lot of fruit.
He had a lot of fiber and a lot of fruit.
I had a lot of fruit today, and I just need something of substance.
Yeah, you had a lot of sweet. You need some savory. You need
the
salty.
Pretzels and ice cream cake. Oh, that's the way to go.
No, stop. That ice cream cake fucked me up, too.
Well, he ate a quarter of it.
Hello. So.
but he said it went bad.
Anna, can you adjust your camera so that you are more on camera, please?
Sure.
And sexy as fuck. Thanks.
Yeah, I got it. A sexy girl.
All right. Sorry, guys. Two quick things.
I wish you were sexy, girl. Our show would go to the next level if you were sexy. Ooh, Not you, sir. Fucking this is Anna.
Sexy girl.
It'd be nice to have a sexy girl on the phone right now.
Yeah. Well, I was just going. Well, I'll make it quick. One honor. Yeah.
Snacks.
Not bored talking about your boy shorts is just because they're jealous. They know they're not going to get the chance to see you in them. And two, my opinion about the Bubba.
Ban this guy, Bubba.
Fuck off, buddy.
Well, you're not going to get to see him either, sir. With that line of
we have never, never during the time when we ask Anna to wear boy shorts. We absolutely framed it in the coolest way we could. Nobody said they need to see him. They don't see him on him. We don't even know what the fuck day she's wearing them.
Right.
We completely did it. It's about as cool as you could.
Hierarchy 65, 2,000 bits.
It was more of an experiment to see if it changed the vibe.
Yes,
you know, I was giving off different energy with the panties.
It's really more for you than it is
us. It's 100% for me.
Thank you, Stockholm. Hello.
Hey, Terry here, brother.
Hi, Terry. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I was listening to the main show today, brother, on Bubba Army Radio, and I heard this liberal virgin, Brian, talking about picking up girls at a bar. That's laughable, brother.
Yeah, brother?
I agree with
really?
You.
Really? I'm not riding the Canadian slobs you are up in Calgary, so don't worry about it.
Well, first of all, you're on the radio, so obviously that would be the first thing you use to talk to a girl at a bar.
I don't need to, because I'm smart enough and funny enough and good-looking enough not to have to use my occupation as a crutch.
Hold on, absolutely. Hold on. He is a lawyer, so I'm what the fuck?
And I don't even need to use that. That's because I've got game, Tampa Terry. I'd make those panties drop without having to go to my fucking obvious strengths.
Yeah.
You don't know shit about game, first of all. You don't know shit about
game. I reinvented it, motherfucker.
Actually, you know what? You know what? Tampa Terry, I'm just being fucking like real fair scorekeeper. His wife's hot as fuck.
And I know how to fucking do it, man.
Can I be honest with you? I recently saw her on Facebook and I was kind of surprised. And she's hot.
She's hot as fuck. I'd fuck her.
Yeah, she's super hot. Good job, Brian.
So I just swept you. I did what the lightning couldn't do. I swept you away. So this call's over, bitch.
What are her pronouns, you liberal virgin?
I love that. Oh,
your pronouns are fuck and fuckface. That's what you go by.
Yeah, you're a beta male Hillary voter, buddy.
and at least I don't put on a fake voice when I call into the radio. You queer bait.
No.
Can't say that.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, wish we could dump that, but we can't.
Sorry.
Brian Strike got us banned from Twitch.
Brian,
good job.
That's different.
What do you mean that was different? That was a fuck up.
He does. He uses weird bait when he goes fishing.
Yeah. In the fishing business, we know what Brian's talking about.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Whatever.
It's you, strange baits.
We're sorry, Twitch. This guy's not on the show regularly. Got away from us, and
I'm gonna get kicked off.
And we don't feel that way. And if it's a problem, I'll fucking ban him.
I told you to dump the call. I said I swept this Montreal.
I can't dump the call.
Why not? Not the call. I said to hang up on him a while ago.
Oh, you're running the show, motherfucker?
Oh, not your fault. Not your fault, Bob.
Now you're going to tell me you want to hang up on people? I like that he called you a fucking liberal-leaning Hillary fucking asshole.
That's fine, and I'm fine with what I called him, too. It's just other people might not be.
No, we're not fine with what you called him shape, or form.
No, you're not, Brian.
No, you're not, Brian. You're not
I'm
fine
not
at
either.
All.
I'm sorry.
You might not be back tomorrow.
I'll do a Stephen A.
We might get a letter.
Stephen A. Smith apology.
Hello.
Dan just texted me and said he'll fill in for Brian tomorrow.
And if he can't, Steve and Jay will.
Is this Ashley?
Yeah.
It is. What, hi, guys.
Hold on. What's wrong? Is there something wrong?
No, it's not that, Ashley.
Dante 9, Ashley.
Oh, Mrs. Dante.
I've never Lummy's Ashley.
Every time you call it, Ashley.
I know. I think it's Lummy's Ashley. And I got, oh, shit.
I know.
What the fuck's going on? Did I do something wrong?
No. I do want to ask you a random question, though. I've been listening for probably 15 years, and I never understood how you got from Jeff to Eddie with your stepdad.
Well,
I mean, I know who...
Jeff is his real name is Jeff Edmund. And so, and so his in college roommates and stuff, they called him Eddie. And, you know, so my mom, you know, obviously introduced him as Jeff, but as we've gotten... As they've now been together 30 plus years, he's been my stepfather for 30 plus years. You know, we his nickname's Eddie, just because that's his last name.
I love it. I think it's hilarious and it's classic Bubba. So, but I was just curious because I heard you.
Now,
say that
so
earlier.
you having listened to the show for 15 years, what do you and you've been through the different transitions of show? You know, you've been through the Janessa deal, you've been through the Tara deal, you've been through the 25 deal, you've been through the Shannon Burke deal, you've been through the. You know, some people have come and gone from the BRN. Not everybody under adversarial. There's a lot of people that I love still and are welcomed back. But like, what do you think about the current dynamic of the show?
Well, let me just tell you this. I can actually remember the very first call or the very first time I heard you on the radio. And it was when right after Dale Earnhardt had died and Ned was like crying hysterically or something. And I'm like, what the fuck am I listening to?
No,
like,
Ned was actually praying to Jesus how he's going to kick Jesus' ass.
Oh, it was something where it was with this old guy crying. And I'm like, what is this? But then after that, I was hooked. So, but it's funny that you asked me that because... Sister girl, Anna, you have been such an amazing contribution to the show. I don't think that you could have found a better woman to like.
Oh, I do. I think we could have found a lot better chicks. But
we're still looking.
This is the one we got, and this is the one we're fucking.
You
know,
stop it.
I do love her, but I wish she, you know, she'd change it up a little bit. But we're working on that. I mean, we, you know, we've come a long way. We really have.
Yeah,
she's cool, but if she had a totally different personality, she'd be way better.
No, I like her. She cracks me up. Like, she's very relatable to me. Like, I don't. I just,
oh, thank you.
Of course,
that's actually a great compliment. I'm glad I'm relatable.
I will say, I hear that a lot from a lot of women that she's relatable. Like,
oh,
how she is
good.
Now.
Because they're all crazy. Because they're all crazy. That's
they
why.
Are, well, they are, but that's okay. I mean, that's whatever.
That's great. Thank you for telling me that.
I just want to give you a hug.
Oh, thanks.
Aww. can we film it?
Like, we were alone.
I'm hugging
all right,
myself.
Ash. Well, Ashley, thank you for being such a big fan of the show and being Bub Army family. Thank you.
Bub, are you mad at me?
No, I'm not. Yeah,
you didn't give the right answer. we must move along.
I'm actually getting a lot. I'm in a lot of pain right now, and I'm irritable. Aww. And I really like. I'm only taking this show to 11 o'clock.
But so, like yesterday or the day before, what'd you work out?
Better.
Yeah, did you work out back? Or I mean, like,
thank you, Ash.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Ashley. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I've worked out
because it takes a couple days for the pain to start coming in. So. I'm wondering if, you know, you might have pulled a muscle working out.
Scout and Big Gulp 1,000 bits.
That's why you shouldn't work out, Bubba. It's not worth it.
Well, he said he did really heavy abs.
Supersets. He did supersets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you said you were working, like, shoulders or something the other day. Yeah. You're really...
Shoulders.
I took a picture of myself last night, kind of my most famous pose.
Okay.
But I just can't replicate it. And so I'm like, oh, I'm not going to show. I want to show him, you guys, you know, but then I don't because I don't look as good. The only thing we have to compare it to is the 06 pick.
Right.
You know, I've really gone downhill since then.
But, I mean, 06, you put a ton of work in.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe in 2 months.
Needles, too.
No, I wasn't really on that. Yeah, I was.
Sound big old, I was on 1900
bits. You were
total.
Still working out with your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, right there. Like, oh, yeah. I mean,
what did that look like? That,
that
regiment.
No.
Like regiment. I mean, a little bit, but I believe it's you. What was that regiment like?
Now, hold on. Blitz will tell you right now that this is not Photoshop.
No, I know
it looks Photoshop though. Like it looks like it took.
It's the lighting on his face because the rest of his
body
is tan.
Totally, it looks Photoshop.
And you can see, it's the tattoos. Is now what did that regiment look like? It was like 5 days, 6 days a week in the gym.
Six.
Okay.
6 days a week in the gym.
Eating clean as fuck. Pretty clean.
No, not really.
No,
that, no. Oh, just heavy protein. You know, like probably no carbs after three.
Deca and test.
That's for dinner.
But
took a shot for breakfast, a shot for lunch, and then a sensible dinner.
No, it wasn't anything like that. But it was like it was. Hogan was a fucking. He was a fucking monster in the gym. So it started out 15 minutes of cardio, just fully. Garbed up, like you had to have all your sweatpants on, your thermal. He called it thermaling.
15, your trash bags, basically.
Yeah, 15 minutes, and these were the two. There's two treadmills right here. You can see them. Can you see them?
Yeah.
So you just 15 minutes, not anything fast or anything, just 15
getting
minutes.
Warmed up.
Then abs, then the body part, like whatever, like, chest, back,
right,
you know,
split.
So then abs again, then 30 minutes of cardio.
Like, it could be walking. It didn't have to be high-intensity shit.
No, it was fairly brisk, but not real high-intensity shit.
Like Orange Theory type stuff. You get in that, like, 140, 150 heart range.
Yeah, so 15 minutes of warm-up cardio, abs, two body parts, abs again, then 30 minutes of cardio.
Okay.
And, oh, my God.
How long did that take you? Like, an hour and a half?
Yeah, an hour and a half. Then we would usually go on the jet. We would literally... put our swimming suits on and go out this door right here and get on the jet skis.
Go to Bora Bora.
And I would get there by 10:30 because I worked till 10. I would get there by 10:30. This is when I was on 98 Rock. I would get there at 10:30. We'd work out till noon and then go to lunch and then get on the fucking jet skis. And then I wouldn't get home till like 5 or 6
now
sometimes.
What year was this picture?
Now, this picture was in 06. This was 2006. This was July of 2006.
15 years, man.
Exactly 15 years ago.
Wow.
And then I took a picture last night.
So you're 40.
Trying to emulate this. I was trying to emulate this. Hold on, Johnson.
Can we see it?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I have it on my phone. No.
Come on. Mm-mm. What if we get to like 45,000 on YouTube?
No. We can't even get over a fucking thousand with your stupid ass on the after show, ready to call it a day. Broke a rib. Hello.
Holy fuck. Can we bring, like, giant Beetlejuice back to fucking man the phone lines or something? What do we...
Oh, that's can a good, we, that's can, a good way we, to agree.
Hey, can we
yourself.
Can we not rib? Can we not rib?
Are we ribbing? I thought we were working here. I mean, what do we got going on here? Is this a shoot or is this a work? What are we? This is no joke zone? What do we got here?
I thought we were messing around.
He's so fucked up.
I know.
Hootie handful of pills, ladies and gentlemen. So, goddamn, look at my fucking delts tie into my traps.
Mm-hmm. You are trapped out there, man.
Trapped
and
out.
Your delts are right there.
God damn.
You're looking hot, no his man. I mean, you're looking pretty good. Right?
Now I understand how you got his.
Now you know why I'm fucking depressed.
Oh no!
No, I'm just saying. Fuck. Goddamn
Wait,
body.
What happened with what happened with Gina earlier on the big show?
Why what do you mean? She fucking nailed it.
Well, no, I know, but like when you guys walked outside, you checked out, and then all of a sudden,
me and Gina
like,
had stuff to talk. Me and Gina's
Anna's on the board. Gina, baby faces on.
You shut the fuck up! I'll tell you, you stupid fucking Vicodin out motherfucker! I'll tell you.
It was just things were going crazy. I mean,
me and Gina own some businesses together, and we were talking about our businesses. And her husband is my agent, so we had shit to talk about.
Planet Hunter,
God,
nightclub. Coming soon, too.
Remember tomorrow.
Husband, know that when once you turn the mic over to Anna and baby,
her husband Tom Bean, her husband has no problem with me.
All the affiliates are like down. I mean,
things went south with this call. So much.
Blitz was the quality of the show that sucky when I spent 15 minutes with Gina.
No,
don't lie, Blitz. Like you do a lot.
Uh oh.
Oh, it looks like somebody
got pulled the plug.
Uh oh.
Blitz, we got just, you
the
know.
The chat's still going, though. Just the video feed's gone.
Oh. It's reconnecting.
The chat's still going. We didn't get booted.
It could have been from your,
it could have.
Your, not so supported LGBTQIA+ comment.
We need to
that
just move on, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not talk about that.
Yeah, we're not talking about it. We can't talk about it because we're not on the fucking air.
We're back
we're
on.
Back. We're back.
Damn, Brian. You and Dan sometimes, you guys, just are kind of a liability. You don't really know how to fucking play the game.
Nope.
You think you do.
Never said I did.
But, you say you do by as much as you want to be on the air. As much as you want to be on the air, you need to learn the fucking rules.
Gotcha.
Tell him, Hootie.
Exactly.
He's still awake?
Yeah, Hootie knows how
to fall asleep.
Exactly.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
That's Mike.
Hey, Blitz. Comment.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question. Is it irritating that Blitz knows who's calling?
I can hear him. I can tell by his voice.
Usually you got them all looked up, though.
No,
you
I are, don't. Yes, I can tell by his voice. Do. He calls in. He calls in like almost every
right,
after
hold
show.
Hold on.
He
does not even. Am I going to?
Even hold
gonna,
on. Even Lummy knew who it was.
Okay.
From the 239.
But sometimes, Blitz, you already have the number and you've already like geo-tracked them.
No. That's usually after their call.
Oh, okay. Mike, how you doing? Blitz already has you locked in on the address. What do you need, kid? Don't act stupid. Don't kill your wife.
It's all good. I'm Stockholm to Blitz. It's all good.
Oh, listen, you fuckhead. I'm trying to stick up for you against Blitz, and you're Stockholm with him.
I'm Stockholm to you even more.
All right, what do you got? What do you want?
Well,
I'm busy.
I just had a comment and a question. One for Babyface. You know, Tampa Terry calls in with all this heat, and his Tampa Terry's whole quality is bringing heat. That's what Babyface does. His best quality is bringing heat. So Tampa Terry is just an idiot to throw Babyface under the bus for being a heat getter.
Well, I did it to myself. I did it to myself, though. It was nothing he did. I just got a little too – I got away from myself. I owned him. Well, I faced him. He's a jobber. He's an undercard Willie, piece of crap, two-thirds Canadians don't count, whatever. But
you're not better than our
Well,
Canadians
I think
don't
you're
count.
Great, Babyface.
There's nothing. There's no Canadians' lives matter. I know. I'm not saying that they don't matter. I'm just saying Tampa Terry doesn't matter.
You're getting yourself deeper and deeper, kid.
Well, Bubba, my question is, maybe you'll take a crap on it, but is it possible that you guys maybe do some YouTube videos in the future, some like behind the scenes stuff, like a edited day in the life of each person on air?
Yeah, we'll do that. Absolutely.
Video,
I mean, I got a new video. Like I got a new video guy that is really fucking doing a good job. So if we send him all that, yeah, we can do that.
Or maybe a BRN meeting, one meeting, like what goes on behind the scenes at a BRN
now,
meeting.
But, you know, we are now, you got to be happy with all the extra stuff that we are giving you. We got, you know, we obviously have our OnlyFans now if you're super hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a daily video. We have a daily video on YouTube that I'm sure that you go see. Oh, you like all that shit. And then we got, obviously, we have a podcast that has some exclusive stuff that you can't find anywhere else.
Vince Foster gifting five subs.
So, sir, we'll keep trying to create some more great exclusive content, buddy.
Awesome. Love you guys.
Yeah, love you. Love you, too.
Bubba, I got something I want to talk about.
You just stole Lummy's wallet.
I wanted you to see this thing.
That's a boomer wallet.
Look
wallet right
at
there.
This that Lummy.
That's your grandpa's wallet.
This is my grandfather. This is how he had to have a hip replacement sitting on this thing.
Yeah.
Look at that, Lummy.
Are you still Johnny Wallet guy?
What the hell do you have in there, dude?
I don't sit on it. I just put it in my pocket.
What kind of money you got in there?
He's got cash. I'm not even worried about his money. Like, how do you have this much stuff? You got like every club card in America.
I got to keep my receipts.
They're all maxed out.
He's
got to keep your receipts for Fetch, buddy.
Yeah,
Lummy, what's my promo code on Fetch?
He's got his
AH27UU.
He's got his like every restaurant club card. That's
no,
nuts,
it's
man.
UH.
UH27AA.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bubba, what's going on?
Great. We're trying not to. We're hoping that we're still available on Twitch tomorrow.
Yeah, probably most likely. But hey, Scooter.
It's Scooter. Hey, you know what? I think it was Country Girl texted me and said, "Hey, you might want to get a hold of Scooter. There might be an update on the update."
This is something totally different.
Bubba's parachute leg straps skipped to five subs.
What now?
Your buddy David Hernandez?
Yeah.
Actually got him pussy lined up for this afternoon, but he's got cold feet.
Oh.
Yo, hold on, Scooter.
I know what that's like.
I would if Scooter had me
dead
lined
serious.
Up anything, too.
For real, Scooter?
Dead serious. I've got every text to confirm it.
So you got a crick ready to go over and take care of David Hernandez. Where were you when we needed Brandon to quad?
I was still in a relationship.
What? Doesn't
married.
Mean you can't broker other people's deals.
Yeah, you can still get a bang.
I wasn't out running around then.
Oh, okay. So he's sharing his own loot, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who were you dispatching out to David Hernandez? Who were you?
This one chick I met.
Loading up bread or something, buddy?
No. She's down for it.
Now, okay, so you met this girl, and how did you bring up the subject? Hey, I got this guy. He's got cerebral palsy.
Okay, well, this is how this all went. Yesterday, I get a text, and she's like, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "At work." She's like, "I want some dick." And I'm like, I got other company coming over. Then I'm like, well, let me see if I can talk her into sleeping with him.
So did you disclose to her that he was, you know, somewhat handicapped and a virgin?
Yep.
And so what did she say? Yeah, I'll take that dick.
Yeah, she's like, no problem.
Take that dick.
So you get a hold of David, and what'd he say?
He got cold feet. I was like, buddy, I'll bring her right to you.
I mean, Blitz, if you're David Hernandez and Scooter is offering to bring the bitch to you, now I know I know you could get cold feet if you had to meet her somewhere, or you got Scooter.
Now, how old is David Hernandez?
40.
Well, that's a long time to go. That is kind of scary. And then whatever he's bringing, I mean, think about it.
What?
Isn't he like 5'1"?
So what?
I'm just saying, it's not like he's going to be a threat.
No, and it's not like David Hernandez is out slaying a lot. You know, he's asked us to
he's
help.
He's a virgin,
him.
Yeah.
No, but in his head, he's saying that. But haven't you seen 40-year-old virgin? I mean, it's kind of like that. You got to imagine it's like that for a guy.
I got to imagine that a Scooter said, "I'm bringing a chick over to fuck you." There's not a lot of things to worry about.
No, as long as she has a pulse and is willing to do it, who cares?
Yeah, pussy and a pulse, and in 1 minute
pussy
over 18.
Pussy and a pulse.
Pussy and a pulse.
That's my type. That's
18.
My type. Ooh, there's a song like that.
Pulse optional.
That's my type.
Right.
That's my type. Pussy and a pulse.
That's my type.
As long as they're adults. That's my type. That's
well,
my type.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Scooter, other than thank you for doing that, buddy.
Yep, and I can probably convince her to help hook up Brandon in the quad, too.
Yeah, well, you know, January 15th, 16th, 17th, we're going to be, you know.
No problem.
And Scooter, you're already invited to the party. I think you're ring quality. I think you're ring level.
If not, man, if I could pull this off, that damn sure qualifies me.
Yeah, well, yeah, come off them bits too, bitch.
I do, motherfucker.
I know. I think you're good. Think you're good.
But yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting.
All right, but well, listen.
Thanks, Scooter.
Now, Scooter, any updates on your deal over
still
there?
Still pregnant or?
No. I ain't talking to pregnant bitch. But my ex has been staying at the house here for the past 2 nights.
Now, you and your ex have such an interesting dynamic in the fact that sometimes you hate her, but she must have some real good pussy because she can come and go a lot from your place based on that pussy.
Well, like you was talking about earlier, I've been with her for over 12 years.
All right, so you got her all trained up.
I mean, I love the death out of her. She wanted to go and step out and do that. Fuck it, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she left you then, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you got full custody of the daughter and shit. Yep. And so, and you're a great dad. And the bottom line is you're such a great army, a Bubba army, that you're trying to get David Hernandez locked in, delivered pussy. Now, there's one thing on pussy, but getting delivered pussy by a friend that you can count on, Blitz, and it's not some pimp that's going to shoot you.
Yeah.
No.
Uber cheats.
Nothing like that.
Well, I'll tell you, we appreciate you, Scooter, and I look forward to updates on all this shit, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Yep, no problem. I'll keep you informed.
All right, man. Thank you, Scooter 385, for the 1,000 bits. Hello.
Thank you, Scooter.
Hey, Bubba, it's Scout.
What's up, Scout? Hey, how are you?
Hey, where are we at with the Big Girl Nationals? Because we'd like to sponsor the truck push like we did the first time around.
That's one thing that I got to meet with Tom Bean with early next week. I'm trying to get it for like October 9. I actually have to sit down. I'm supposed to give Tom a bunch of dates for potential races and things. So that's one thing I have to do. So I might have a date as early as a week from now.
Okay, and will it be like the same thing, like $100 to sponsor an event, or will it be more?
No, yeah, I mean it'll be something like that. Sure. It could be the Scout and Big Gulp truck push.
Sweet.
All right. Anything else?
Anybody that's going to be at the Twin City Pride this weekend, look for us. I'll have some stickers. They can hit us up on the Twitter.
What's Twin City Pie?
Pride,
the Pride Festival.
Twin City Pie.
You heard pie?
I actually think.
Twin City Pie, I'm in. Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey, I want a cream pie, please.
Hey, Twin City Pride probably will turn into Twin City Pie in some way, shape, or form.
I'm sure.
Somebody's getting some kind of pie going on around there. All right, Scout, Big Gulp. We love you.
We got ice cream cake.
Love you guys.
You want some?
You know what I'm doing with that ice cream cake? I'm putting it in the fucking trash.
No!
Why? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's not old, Bubba. You just, you know, you had too much. It's not bad. I like looking at it. I like seeing it in there. Maybe I want
1,000 bits.
Let me, you got to find a weed whacker.
You're going to weed whack the cake?
Is the weed whacker missing?
Yes.
It is?
I know that Lummy went and looked for it for like a half an hour yesterday.
Yeah. All right, I'll track it down. Hello.
Pie. Give me more pie.
What's up, Iggy?
It's Bubba Light. Oh, it's Iggy. I love Bubba Light.
What's up, Sponge? Yeah, close enough.
same person.
Hey, by the way, Bubba Light.
Yeah.
Send me this.
He's a man.
Yes, indeed. But he's running like 5 or 6 cricks right now.
Nice.
Now, you know, it's like
feast or famine with him.
Either Bubba Light's got fucking 5 or 6.
Yep.
Cricks, or he didn't have any, and he's bummed out.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's on top of the world, running 5 or 6.
It's because he's got that stank on him.
So
stank on his hang well.
He sent me this text yesterday, and he said that I could use it on the after show, but I don't think I can use it on the after show.
He sent you a video?
He sent me a video of this 50-year-old crick that he's seeing that is the largest jet skier I've ever seen.
Whoa.
And he has it on video.
Yes.
He sent you a video?
Yes.
Whoa.
He says to me, you know I don't give a fuck. Just go ahead and use it on the show. I'm like, well.
Does he not know we're on Twitch?
I'm like, Bubba Light, I don't think I can't.
OnlyFans.
I can't put that on. He goes, I don't give a fuck. I go, are you sure? Do I have your permission? He goes,
really?
Full permission. Talk about any of my fucking cricks. That's what he said. So, now watch this now.
Blitz. No, I mean, careful.
Blitz, I'm not going to put it on camera.
Okay, you just said watch this.
Okay.
Watch with your ears.
I'm just going to tell you.
I'm afraid.
How am I going
to do it? I'm just afraid, just
right,
so you
hold
know.
Hold on here.
I'm afraid.
I'm just going to show you. Hold on.
Don't show.
I'm not going to show anybody nothing.
But I'm just going to show you.
But.
Can I come look?
Can't you put it up on the screen?
Like, no.
I don't think I can show it.
No, no, not on Twitch, but
it's on his
this,
phone, Ryan. It's on his phone.
Wait, you can't forward that?
All right, hold on. Hold on, everybody.
Requires too many steps.
Careful, careful.
I gotta try to step, stand up.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Can I come see it?
No, hold on. No, hold on. Just.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. I'm gonna show you guys this so you can visually tell that I have a video.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it towards my window.
She doesn't even look too bad.
Window, sponge window.
From here. I can't quite tell.
Okay.
That's just his face, I thought.
No, that's
the outline.
That's her
she's
sitting on something.
She's squatty potty.
Yeah, she's
I
taking a seat.
Squatty potty.
Okay.
Right, everybody shut up.
Sorry.
Okay. Oh.
Now.
I don't even know how to take this.
No, yeah, exactly.
With your mouth open.
Jesus
sorry.
Christ.
That was disgusting.
Anna, come on.
I'm sorry. Are you mad at me? I'm sorry.
I mean, everybody stop hijacking the initial
thought. I mean, she's not wrong. That is how you take a jet ski the right way.
All right. So now listen, Blitz, I now have verified that what is what I'm going to play on my phone.
Yes.
Like Brian, like you can see that I'm that what I have that on my phone.
We can start calling that Maxwell House.
All right, here we go. Everybody be quiet.
Oh, my God.
Everybody be quiet.
Old school KFC.
Everybody, be quiet. I'm starting to get pissed off if everybody doesn't shut the fuck up, please. And stop chiming in. Wait for it.
She turned on the garden hose.
Hold on, just listen. Nobody say a word. I don't want any fucking chiming in. No little snide shit. Shut the fuck up. There you go. I don't think I can get in any trouble because you don't know what I was looking at.
No, she was watering the garden and finally got the hose turned on.
Yeah, she turned the hose on.
Anna
yeah.
looks like she's vomiting over here.
Oh, she's laughing.
So, Bubba Light, that's how Bubba Light's rolling currently.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How does she look?
Oh, good. My eyes, $10 cash.
Good.
She looks good?
I mean, 50-year-old Savannah, Georgia crick that has those skills, good.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. I from the outline, I could see
good.
It looked good.
Nice body, nice breasts.
Okay.
Couldn't really get a good bearing on the face, but I know she had like a ponytail
she
or something.
Need a
better
face.
Than the one
she
that
she can do that, Bubba. She doesn't need a face.
Better than True. The one that showed up. What was it? They had tacos and she was like drunk or something. Remember that? We got a video.
No, of course that bitch was. Yeah.
Okay.
Iggy, what do you got going on, buddy?
Nothing. I was just wondering what is it going to take to get Babyface on the Get Fresh crew?
Wants Babyface.
But Babyface
like
can't. He can't build shit. He can't build.
You don't know that.
No, build a case.
That's the idea.
You don't
that's
know that.
I want to see him. I want to see him swing a hammer. I want to see him cut something.
Are you
that
jerking off right now?
Yeah. What time?
Are you on fucking Bluetooth, Lily?
What time is it Saturday?
Iggy, are you on Bluetooth? It's the worst.
It sounds horrible.
Same phone as last time, bro.
What time is it Saturday?
It's
as soon as you want
to
get there.
9 to 3.
It's a question mark.
All right.
We're building a stage.
Building a stage
right behind we're in the stage now. We're taking out the stripper pole and we're building a stage. We're extending the stage.
Why?
Just trying to get some video of evidence of Brian actually.
You know why, Bill? You know why, Brian? Because I fucking want to. That's
no,
why.
I'm asking why. What's the end? What's the purpose?
I don't have to tell you my business plans.
Okay, well then don't. That's fine. I don't participate in projects. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just joking. I may stop by. Well, let me see how my schedule plays out.
Please don't.
Please don't.
Well, does the...
I would have at that point had you on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I want to be away from you on Saturday.
Yeah, we're still on Thursday.
Snide little fucking...
We haven't even had to deal with Friday yet.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to deal with your bullshit later today. I don't want... And which might fucking have some type of reflection on your show, on your bullshit tomorrow. Just say it.
I think we're good. Let's just not keep this up. We'll just take this one down.
Good point. Maybe next time, Babyface.
I'm coming Saturday. I'm coming with my hammer, my tool belt.
No. Oh, Iggy.
We're going to lock the gate.
Fisher Price, baby.
Iggy, I love you to death, but the next time you want to call the show, think about what you're asking. Think about it again.
Big Red wants it, too.
And don't fucking call when it's inviting Babyface, the snowflake, to fuck with me and my Get Fresh crew, Get Cool people.
It's more me fucking with him.
Oh, that was the worst.
Evil laugh for you.
That wasn't even
All right, Egg,
funny.
I got to go.
Me too. Bye.
Right, see you later.
I'll be here. God. I'll bring the donuts.
I'm baby-faced out already. And I'm getting ready to end the show in about 6 minutes.
It's not fair, though, that I'm on when you have a stone or a broken rib or whatever.
You picked the date, buddy.
I want to
I picked last week, buddy.
I want to gather my things at 11 o'clock, and I want to leave.
Get in your truck and get the fuck out?
I just want to gather my things and leave. And you guys do what the fuck. You clean, weed, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I just want to leave.
I'm sorry you feel bad.
Hello.
Do you want drugs?
Hey, Bubba.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Brad. I'm a police officer a little bit west of Indianapolis, and I just wanted to
hold on. Just to show you my Indiana geographic knowledge, would it be Mooresville?
Absolutely.
Would it be Mooresville?
I tell you what, you were really close.
There you go, Plainfield. Mooresville. Anyway, you know I got you, kid. Maybe Martinsville. Yep. Is Martinsville over there?
Martinsville is just south of Mooresville. I'm just north of Mooresville before you get to Plainfield off of I-70. Same exit as Mooresville.
What if you were running radar on I-70 and you caught me going to Terre Haute? I was doing fucking 92 and you pulled me over and it says Bubba the Love Sponge Clem. What would you do?
Bracelets.
We're probably gonna see how fast that car can go.
Yeah.
And
I'll get an escort clear to the county line.
Absolutely, yep.
So, we're talking about my buddy from Greg Ferency from Terre Haute from the federal building.
Yeah. So I'm actually the National Guard also. My unit's out of Terre Haute, so I'm up there quite a bit. But what I was talking about was you mentioned I haven't followed for a couple weeks. I got married and tried to catch up, and you mentioned something about possibly donating some money through your foundation.
Yeah, to us. I know that he has twin daughters. I know Greg had twin daughters.
Yes. Yeah. And I was just going to say, have you thought about maybe doing something like painting a portrait and then, auctioning it off? And if you have, I'd be willing, I'd be the first one to bid on it.
No, I mean, that wouldn't be near the money. I'd rather just give, his daughters $5,000 or $10,000. Instead
Absolutely.
Of work, I'd rather just step up. My foundation's got it and try to help his family out. I knew Greg, and it's such a tragic thing that happened. And as you know,
it's terrible.
Nobody's
terrible.
More pro law enforcement than we are. Like,
Oh, absolutely. I've been listening to you. So I used to live in Jacksonville. I've been listening to you since probably about 2000, and lost touch there for a little while whenever I'd moved. And I'm so glad that I found you back. About a year and a half ago.
Now you're not a state trooper. Are you a state trooper?
No, I work for a small town. Yeah, no.
Indiana state troopers are just really. I mean, listen, nobody is more pro Leo than me. But Indiana state troopers need to lighten up a little bit.
Man, let me tell you a funny story, okay? So I was out of town for a little while, and. They had changed the speed limit by my house, and I got pulled over by a state trooper. And I let him know, hey, I'm a police officer. Just let him know. And the first thing out of his mouth wasn't like, oh, okay, cool. It was, so you should have known better. Wrote me a freaking ticket.
What a fucking dick.
I was like, you've got to be kidding.
And, 95% of the other fellas on the job would be like, well, listen, Jim, slow the fuck down, kid, and be safe.
Oh, absolutely. Professional courtesy. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times they won't even run you. You'd be like, listen, just get the fuck out of here and slow it down because I run radar here a lot, buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they had just changed the speed limit, too. So I was like, it used to be 50, it dropped down to 35. I didn't know.
That's a big drop.
I got, one time, listen to this, buddy. 1986, I'm on I-70 in a Honda Accord with Larry Bird. I'm told the story before. I'm driving Larry Bird back to Indianapolis in the embassy seats from Terre Haute at 5 in the morning. And I'm going 105 miles an hour right outside of out of Mooresville, and I get and I-70. I get pulled over by this African American Indiana State Trooper, and it's when the Indiana State Troopers had that one. They had like one big bubble on top of their car. That's the kind of siren they had, like one big bubble. So he pulls me over. I'm going 105. He tells me get out of the car and meet him like back by the bumper, and he says, where in the fuck are you going at 105? And I said, sir, I got Larry Bird with me. And he said, now that's the most fucking craziest thing you could ever say in Indiana. Some dumb guy saying, I got, this is 1986 when he's, I think at that point, might have been a 2 or 3 time MVP.
Yeah.
And the black, the African-American trooper says, boy, I'll tell you what, if you don't have Larry Bird in that car, you're going to jail for reckless driving. If you do have Larry Bird in that car, I'll give you an escort to downtown. And Larry stuck his head out and goes, officer, what's the problem? And the guy gave me a fucking police escort all the way in.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Gave me all the way in. So we, I drop Larry off at the Embassy Suites. He gets on the bus and shit. So I go back to that guy and I go, hey, buddy, how about an escort back? And he goes, you can fuck off. That's what he said to me.
You know, I probably would have done the same thing. First thing out of my mouth would have been, you know, congratulating you for getting that car to go 105 miles an hour.
Yeah. No kidding.
But, you know, back at, back then.
One time I got pulled over going 135.
Jesus.
In a 50.
You should have just kept on going.
And the cop, and this was, this cop finally caught up with me, and he said, where in the fuck are you going 135? And I go, I didn't even know I was going that fast, buddy. And he ran my driver's license and he came back and he said, 99% of people I pull over would be going to jail right now, but yeah. I appreciate what you do for us guys out here and let me go.
I got a funny story. I was going down US 40. I had this Camaro ZL1 all souped up. And I had the chief of my police department in there, and we're really just letting her eat. He's like, he looked at me. He's like, you know, if we get pulled over, you cannot stop. I was like, oh, absolutely not. And we got to go on 202 miles an hour going down US 40.
With the chief?
With the chief of the police department, yeah.
That would have been a sad story. Yeah. The fucking right rear would have blown out, buddy. No, you guys would have eaten it.
Oh,
or you hit a school bus.
And you know you would have got no, you would have got no press. It would have been fucking chief and some stupid patrolman got fucking pulled over, right?
Oh, yeah, it would have been a bad deal. I did a lot of dumb stuff back then.
No, but listen, I have been, through Denzel, I have been in touch with Ferency's family and the Terre Haute Police Department, and he's, you know, I think that he's getting, I think he's getting buried today, I think.
Because I think the procession was, yesterday or the day before. Yeah. I was trying to get to it. So I work part-time at the police department. I'm actually a truck driver full-time. And so I wasn't able to make it back for that. It was kind of upsetting.
Fucking Fed. It was an FBI building. They had like a month and a half worth of memos to fix this gate, and this fucking bad guy pulled right in, no gate, and fucking smoked him.
The worst part, the guy that smoked him was all anti-gun. He was running for mayor of Terre Haute, you know, back in the past. And one of the big things he was running on was gun control. And this is the guy that killed him.
Just goes to show you, man.
Just blows my mind. Just
go to show you. Brian could walk out and get gunned down at any time. Unfortunately, he'll be blitzed.
I had a buddy of mine worked for Boone County Sheriff's Department there on the northwest side. And same thing. He popped around a corner and got shot right in the face and took him out. And you know, and that's a small town. We don't have any murders in that area. And it's crazy. You just don't think that's going to happen to you.
Well, listen, buddy, man. More importantly, thank you for being a fellow Hoosier and listening to the show, kid. And stay safe.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, I'm going to be down there hopefully here in a few weeks. Maybe I can swing by.
Email us.
Appointment with Dr. Dan when getting some mods done.
Oh, your mom? Hold on. Your mom is getting new titties?
No, mods. You know, the old lady. We actually had a consult with him last month. Yeah, she's just getting a little tune up.
Yeah, there's no Indiana plastic surgeon that can do what Dan does. So you have to come down.
You know what? You're absolutely right. She had her tits done about 5 years ago. I thought they looked good. And Dan's like, oh, you know, critiquing everything, and we weren't even there for that.
That was a farm. Like, oh, it's a farm. Farm. You know, yeah. Tits from the farm are different than tits from Dan.
Tits from the farm. Right. I love that song.
Yeah.
Hey, so
I thought they were perfect till Dan told me they were about 2 inches too low. I was like, well, son of a bitch, you're right.
Well, I mean, Dan.
And then I was going to either divorce her or get her another boob job.
So listen, email us show at thebubbaarmy.com and let us know that you're the cop from Indiana so we can see if we can get you in for a studio a tour or something.
Absolutely. Hey, how can I donate directly to your fund? I mean, I do the whole Amazon thing, but I'd like to, you know, donate directly to that. That way it's going to a good cause that I support.
Well, you can just send me a check to the BTLS Foundation, or you know,
okay,
just you know, here to the studios.
That'll get you a tour if you come with check in hand.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if there was like a you know, PayPal like you guys have the show PayPal.
I think we do have a PayPal.
I know there's a website. I don't know if it's still current with the information.
I'll look for it. Okay, buddy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Also, subscribe to you guys' new OnlyFans today, and God bless you guys.
Oh, wait till tomorrow.
I should have been there a couple weeks ago.
Wait till tomorrow. The strip ship gets coming on.
Yep.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Email show@thebubbaarmy.com. This is the last call. We're done. I'm late. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Bubba. This is Gary. We're all cool with Scooter having his kid 24/7, but how come you don't want to give Lummy his 12 weeks of parental leave?
I mean, Gary, I'll give Lummy all the parental leave he needs. I think 12 weeks is very corporate America. I don't think that's, you know, in their average workplace. Brian, like at Hunter Law.
It's a lot harder when you're in a small business.
Let's say you had a guy, you know, that worked for you and Gina. What would you think you would give him?
We would work around what the needs and the wants of the individual were, to the best of our ability. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're still running a business, but I think definitely, you know, the minimum I would give is like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean
that's the minimum I would give somebody. But you don't know when the baby comes. There may be, and heavens, you know, forbid, there may be a reason that he needs more time.
Hey, baby, you and I are both attorneys. If it were Anna who was pregnant and she was getting harassed on the parental leave, she'd have a great lawsuit.
Well, paternity versus maternity is a big difference too.
Yeah, I mean, there's no right to any leave right now in this country, Gary. You know that.
Yes, there is, under the Federal Medical Leave Act, FMLA.
Gary, as an attorney, you know FMLA only applies to businesses that have more than 50 employees, right?
Oh, that is true.
Oh, fucking snap! Hold the fuck on! Brian, you can't come back tomorrow because somebody finally faced Gary! Brian, I was going to tell you it pissed me off you can't come back tomorrow, but you fucking faced Gary, and Gary said you actually got me on that one. We'll see you tomorrow at 6, motherfucker.